Hello, everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn? I hope so.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We're so glad you're here. We have a special show for you. Today's topic is news.
And our title is Let's Save Water. Let's save water. What is something everybody needs, Peter?
I don't know, a new cell phone?
No, Peter. Everyone needs water.
Oh, you are right. We all use water every day, and we need to drink water, too.
Yes, we do. Did you know you can only live without water for 3 days?
Wow, 3 days? That is not much time at all. Water is very important.And hey, think about this. You can live 3 weeks without food.
Yeah, so we really need to drink water all the time.
Well, we are talking about water today, but much more too. We need to use water for our cities and our farms as well.
Saving water is one of the most important things we need to talk about in our world today.And another important thing we have to do is go over our keywords.
Hi, 我们今天的主题是节约用水。水的资源真的是很重要，大部分的人每天都可以喝两公升的水。公升就是 liter. Most people drink about 2 liters every day. 而且水可以帮助我们维护清洁。Water helps us stay clean.形容词 clean 就是干净的、清洁的。有很多地方严重的缺水，这个真的是一个很大的问题。This is a big problem. 名词 problem 就是问题。其实我们应该要好好思考节省水资源的这个问题。很多人其实都太浪费水了。People waste water. 动词 waste 就是浪费。我们可以努力帮忙节省用水。We can help save water.动词 save 就是节省，我们一起来努力吧。
Hello everyone, welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Rob. Water is important. We all need water. Most people drink about 2 liters every day. Water helps us stay clean, cook, and grow food. In some countries,There is a lot of clean water. In other places, clean water is hard to find. This is a big problem. Today, 2.7 billion people don't always have enough water. By 2025, two-thirds of the world's people might not have enough water.
We all know that water is very important. We all need water. But do we really think about how much water we really need?
Well, I think that you're right. We use it every day for many different things. We can't live without it. But I know that I don't think too much about water.
Have you ever been without water at home?Maybe because of a big storm or something like that? When you don't have water at home, you learn about all the ways water is important.
That's right. Taking showers, brushing teeth, the toilets, cooking, washing, cleaning. We use water for so many different things. And that's just at home.
That's right.And did you know we drink about 2 liters of water every day?
I'm starting to realize that water is really important. And I guess that is one of the reasons why we don't think about it too much, because there is so much of water on here on Earth.
Yeah. Okay, here are some fractions to think about. Almost 3/4 of the Earth...is covered in water.
Wow, but today's lesson says that 2/3 of the world's people might not have enough water soon. Here's Christina to help us out a little bit more.
根据预测，到了2025年的时候，世界上会有三分之二的人缺乏用水。By 2025, two-thirds of the world's people might not have enough water. 我们来学学看三分之二 ,two-thirds, 这个分数的说法。首先 ,third 是序数第三的意思。但是它也是三分之一的意思，所以三分之一就是 one third， 因为三分之二有两个三分之一，所以 third 就变成复数，说成 two thirds。以此类推的话，五分之一是 one fifth， 那五分之三就是 three fifths， 那四分之三就是 three fourths。那要学会一样的新东西需要多练习，所以我们可以找个朋友彼此出题练习这个分数的说法。
Thank you, Christina. Wow, water is very important. And if people don't have water, this could be a big problem. Don't you agree, Peter?
I do. We were just talking about all the ways we use water for cleaning, cooking, washing, as well as our farms and our cities. If we don't have water, well, we have a big problem. I'm glad we're talking about this today. Well, having clean water is also a problem, and the ways we use it. So let's continue to learn in this fantastic news lesson.
Some places are always very dry. There is not a lot of rain. Sometimes people make cities in dry places. That is not a good idea. Other places do have enough water, but these places are not always wise about using water. People waste water. They water yards and golf courses too much.They water at the wrong time in hot weather.
So, water problems are not the same everywhere. Where I am from, Colorado in the USA, it is very dry. So, we do not have a lot of rain and lakes and rivers. We must be very careful with our water.
Water is still important where I'm from, but I probably don't think about it as much as Peter in Colorado because we have more water where I live.
Where you live, is there a lot of rain or not a lot of rain? Before we talk more about this, let's hear from Rebecca.
Hey friends, I know that you are so excited. Why?Well, we get to learn a new grammar point, of course. Well, here it goes. There is or not a lot of noun. For example, there is not a lot of snow. Or there are not a lot of clouds in the sky. Don't forget to use it. Thank you, Rebecca. So we can talk about the weather using today's grammar point.
There is a lot of sun today. It is beautiful. There is a little wind, too. How is the weather over where you are, Marie?
It's cold, Peter. There are clouds. I think it's going to snow.
Oh, wow. The weather really changes in this studio. Friends, what is the weather like where you are? It's your turn to practice.
So today, we are learning a lot about water. And now we can learn more about the word itself. Did you know you can use it in different ways? Here's Christina for some more.
今天讲到水，我们一向把水当名词用。我们说 water is so important to us, 或者 let's all save water.不过 water 也可以当动词用，所以我们在这一段看到 they water yards and golf courses too much. 我们在庭院和高尔夫球场用太多水了，所以 water 可以当动词，是浇水或者是灌溉的意思用。我们来看看例句 ：Don't water the plants at noon. 不要在中午给植物浇水，或者 Do you water the plant every day? 你每天都给植物浇水吗？这些都是 water 当动词的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So people need to be wise with their water. Are you wise about your choices? This means you think about them and try your best to make the right choice. Marie, I heard that you did not go to bed early last night. Is that wise?
No, it's not wise, Peter. And you're actually right. I went to bed very late.It was not a wise decision.
So what's the wise thing to do?
The wise thing to do is to go to bed early.
That's right. Very good. Well, some people use water well, and others waste water. This is not good. They are careless with how they use their water. And we'll talk more about this after the break. We'll see you then. Don't go away!
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, don't you think today is a beautiful day to play some golf?
Well, actually, in our lesson today, we learned that golf courses can waste a lot of water. They sure use a lot, and if there is a golf course in a dry place, that is not a good thing.
Wow, Peter, yeah, saving water is very important. All right, we're going to learn more about this in our next part. Let's go to part 3.
We can help save water too. We can save water at home. We can take shorter showers. We can turn off the water when we clean the dishes or brush our teeth. We can clean our cars less often. Can you think of other ways we can save water?Let's be wise, then we can always have enough water. This is Rob for Let's Talk in English News Report. I'll see you next time.
So far in our lesson, we have learned that water is important. Some places have more water than other places. Some places are very dry.That means there is not a lot of rain.
Right. We need to be wise about our water. We should make good choices and think about how we are using our water.
Yes, we should. We should not waste our water. This happens when we use more water than we should. So, what is the opposite of waste water?
Save water.Instead, we can save water to help this really big problem in our world. Let's talk about this word, save, a little bit more.
Well, I started bringing my lunch to work, Peter.
Oh, that's great. You can save money that way. You don't have to spend money eating out.
That's right. And I save my time.My lunch is ready, and I don't have to leave the office.
You are very wise, Marie.
Thank you, Peter. All right, and now we can all be wise after listening to today's
calendar phrase.
Let's be wise.
Let's be wise.
让我们聪明点。
Let's be wise.
Let's make good choices.
Yeah.
Let's be wise. Let's be good and obey the rules.
Yeah.
Let's be
wise.
Let's be kind to our family and friends.
Yeah.
Let's be wise.
Hey.I didn't get to say anything.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Let's be wise.
Let's be wise.
让我们聪明点。
Well, friends, here is a picture of a farm. And can you see it using all that water? This is just one other way to show you how much water we use in our world. We all need to eat, and this is where our food comes from.
That's right. So, friends, let's be wise. Let's save water at home. This is something we can all do. So, how can we save water?
Well, in your magazines, we have a list. One of them is take shorter showers. This way, we can use less water. We'll talk about more during the ending, but right now we are out of time, so let's review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Liter. Liter. This bottle holds 1 liter of water.
Clean. Clean. This kitchen is very clean.
Problem. Problem. We can fix the problem.
Waste. Waste. Don't waste water. Turn off the tap.
Save. Save. I save my lunch money. All right, friends, don't forget to go over those keywords. Right now, we're going to review our conversations one more time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Rob. Water is important. We all need water. Most people drink about 2 liters every day. Water helps us stay clean, cook, and grow food. In some countries, there is a lot of clean water. In other places, clean water is hard to find. This is a big problem. Today, 2.7 billion people don't always have enough water. By 2025, two-thirds of the world's people might not have enough water. Some places are always very dry. There is not a lot of rain. Sometimes people make cities in dry places. That is not a good idea. Other places do have enough water, but these places are not always wise about using water. People waste water. They water yards and golf courses too much. They water at the wrong time in hot weather. We can help save water too. We can save water at home. We can take shorter showers. We can turn off the water when we clean the dishes or brush our teeth. We can clean our cars less often. Can you think of other ways we can save water? Let's be wise. Then we can always have enough water. This is Rob for Let's Talk in English News Report. I'll see you next time.
Ginger, what do you know about water?
Water is wet.
Yes, and water is important.
We drink it every day.
And water helps us stay clean.
It helps us cook and helps us grow food like bananas.
That's right.
And clean water is everywhere.
Well, in some places, clean water is hard to find.
Oh, no! That's a big problem.
It sure is. Some places are dry and don't have much rain.
Oh, no! I'm glad we have water.
Me too. Let's be wise about using water.
Yeah, let's not waste water. I hope we always have enough.
Me too.
I'm thirsty. Can I have water? Please?
Okay.
Okay.
things and no to the wrong things. Say yes to the good things. Say no to the bad things. Say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. Stand up for what you believe. Stand up for what you believe. You believe. Stand up for what you believe. Say yes to the good things. Say no to the bad things. Say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things.
Thank you for joining us today, friends. If you have your magazine today, we have some tips for how to save water. Let's take a quick look at them right now.
Well, one of the tips is fill your sink with water instead of having the water run while you are washing dishes. That's a good tip. What's another one?
Another tip is to take shorter showers. Turn off the water when you brush your teeth or wash your face.
Yes, these are very good tips. We hope you are practicing them at home. Well, we hope you enjoyed the lesson and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.